This shiur has been dedicated to the Refuah Karoiva, Labina Bas Frida. The following shiur was delivered by Rav Eliezer Cohen, Reish Kollel of the Cleveland Choshen Mishpat Kollel, and has been brought to you by the Beis Chabad Halacha Center.
Chulin Daf Nun Zayin. The Gemara over here discusses a fascinating concept. The Gemara says, Amru Olav al Reb Shimon ben Chalafta, Sha'askan bedvarim haya. Reb Shimon ben Chalafta was a askan bedvarim. What does it mean he was a askan bedvarim? So the Matnas Kahuna says that he used to want to be Boydik to test out and to see everything. So they said about him that he was a askan bedvarim. Why was it said about him that he was called an askan? So the Gemara brings a whole story about how he went to check out the Pasuk in Mishlei. The Pasuk in Mishlei says, Lechon amal atel re'ed ochev v'chacham, that Shlomo HaMelech is telling the lazy person to go to the ants, to the Namalas, and see how they behave, and you'll be able to learn wisdom from the Namala. Why? Because Hare Eila Katzin Shaita doesn't have any leader. It doesn't have a Mishel, and still, it religiously and disciplined to prepare the food that it needs for the winter, it prepares throughout the summer. So he says, let me go see if they actually have a king, if it has a Mishel or not. Shlomo HaMelech says that it doesn't have a Mishel. I want to go see for myself. So he went, Betufas Tamas, during the summer, he took a cloth, and he put it over the hole of the ant, over the ant hill. Now, ants don't like the heat, they like shade. So he put a piece of cloth to make shade over the ant hill. So an ant came out, Nafak Asa Chad Minayu, one of them walked out, and it saw that there's shade. So as soon as it came out, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta put a mark. He made a mark on the ant. So I guess some kind of paint or something. And to remember to keep track what's going to happen to this ant. And, oh, the ant went inside. Omer Lahu, he told the other ants, Nafak Tula, that it is now shady outside. Nafku Vasu, so all the ants came out. So Dalia Leglime, Reb Shimon ben Chalafta took off the cloth, and then Nafal Shimsha, and then the sun was now shining on the anthill. Naflu Alei V'Katli, all the other ants killed this ant. So Amar Shema Mina Laslu Malka, so you see from here that they don't have a king. Why? Because if they would have a king, the Islu, Haman of the Malka Leilubo, don't they have to ask permission from the king to kill another ant? So capital punishment, you need to have some kind of authority. Alamai, it must be that there is no king, there is no hierarchy here in the ants of who's in charge to tell them what to do. They have instinct, and they, based on that, that's how they do things. So the Gemara says that that's not necessarily a proof that there's no king. Why? Because first of all, maybe Vidilma Malka have Badayu. Maybe the king was with them. Inami, furthermore, Harmonu de Malka have Nikiti. Maybe they actually had ongoing permission. They were sort of selected by the king to keep a watch from trouble, and if anyone transgresses, then they automatically kill him. Inami, be Malka Malka have. It was between the rulership of the king of ants. One king of the ants died, and the next one wasn't appointed yet. So therefore, there's no one to ask, so they had to act as a situation of emergency. They had to act without instruction. At a time when there's no kings, that's when people do whatever they want. That's why they asked to have a king. The answer is that you have to rely on Shlomo HaMelech's wisdom, which was said, Mitoich Ruach HaKadosh. And if Shlomo HaMelech said that the ants don't have a king, and that's what he's telling us in Mishlei, then we have to believe what he says without being a Grace Askin and being Mevarer and checking in to see, to try to prove and corroborate Shlomo HaMelech says in Tehillim. Now, Taisvis discusses an obvious kasha, which comes to mind as soon as you see this Gemara, that there's a famous Gemara in Amarchus Asfina that says that there was a Talmud that was malaglik, a Talmud that made fun of his Rebbe. His Rebbe was describing over there that a Kadosh Baruch Hu has these huge diamonds in Shemaim. And the Talmud started to laugh. And then one day he went on a trip in the ocean in a boat, and he saw somehow through the clouds that there were malachim that were cutting these big diamonds. So he came back and he told his Rebbe, Drosh, you should keep on darshaning l'chadna l'drosh. It's fitting for you to darshan because I actually saw it with my own eyes. So the Gemara says that he said, if not for the fact that you would have seen it with your own eyes, you wouldn't have believed it. And he because of that, he was mechayev amizah, and he died on the spot, the Talmud. So over here, why is Rav Shimon Michalavta any different? Shlomo HaMelech says in Tehillim that the ants have no king. Rav Shimon Michalavta is going to check it out. L'chaira, this kind of behavior is what the Gemara is saying. Baba Basra is very negative. It's very improper. We don't have to go prove the words of the Torah to be true. So the Paiskim deal with the Mefarshim deal with this shaila. And the Mefarshim say that, in truth, there's a very big difference. Now, Taisus answers as follows. Taisus says that Shani Hacha, here is different, Shabal Levarer Hadavar. He wanted to clarify the thing, Ulohaydiya, and to let know, Eich Yoda Shlomo. How did Shlomo HaMelech know? How did Shlomo HaMelech know? What does that mean? Says the Marashah, that even though Rav Shimon Michalavta believed the Divrei Chachamim, he just wanted to check it out, to see for himself, Bechush, how it worked. Bishlama, the Talmud over there, he was malag, like he didn't believe it. The Shail of Apikarsis. Here, it wasn't the Shail of Apikarsis. Here was, he, of course he believed what Shlomo HaMelech said. Rather, he wanted to check it out and research it more. So, The Chayvus Alavavis is quoted in the Yalka to Biurim over here, and Chayvus Alavavis in Shaira Yichud says that a person on Dvar Matluim Be'emuna, even if he believes B'Kabbalah, there is still a mitzvah to be Mevar and to see it for yourself. It adds to the Emuna. I once remember seeing a Pesukim in Divrei Hayomim that it says over there, David HaMelech tells his son, right before he's Nifter, he tells his son a very important tzivoy. He says, Da es alekei avicha, v'avdeyu, you should be da, you should know es alekei avicha, the Hashem of your father. So the Mefarshim explain, I believe it was the Radak, that what does it mean, da es alekei avicha? What's the da? So it says over there that da means Chakar v'sichlecha. Try to be ma'ayin with your seichel as much as possible. Ladas, I say, to know him and to understand him. And if you can't, you should know that he's elikei avicha. Accept him for the fact that he's elikei avicha. Therefore, there's a mitzvah for a person to be darish v'chaker as much as possible in Torah and everything, to be able to be mechazik his own yediyah mikayach atzmai. But at the end of the day, he has to know that he's elikei avicha. And the Be'emes, the Gemara comes out over here. The Gemara comes out, and the Gemara is madche that this askonis that he did was not really a raya that's the way it is. It wasn't a clear raya that's actually the way it is. Why? Because you could say it wasn't 100% foolproof. It was possible. They did have a melech. What's the message of the Gemara saying? Ay, lemaisa, there's an inyan from das elikei avicha. L'chayr, the pshat is that a person, it's not the pshat as it's one or the other. A person has to always look at both. Mitzad echad, he has to know selikei avicha. It's it's ruach hakodesh l'mash over here, so Shlomo HaMelech. This is the fact. And then there's a shayla of da. There's a mitzvah to be chakar, to be maisav havana. But if Chas Rishalim, it's coming from the fact that there was apikarsis where he didn't accept it, and only when something came up and that sort of showed that he's right, and then he starts to believe that's like the Gemara Baba Basra, that was already, that's already something that's totally awesome. About the person has to know, the number one thing is da, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Elokei Avicha, and then the da is built off that. The Goyin says that there's something called a Tomim and a Yashar. A Tomim is someone who b'teva, he's not so inquisitive. He accepts what he's told. He believes b'tmimus in every single thing. And Mimel, he's not ma'ayin more. A Yashar, on the other hand, is someone who everything is, he works it through, and he comes out at the end, and he's miyasher, he comes out with a straight havana at the end. The Goyin says, be'etzem, a Tumim is better than a Yashar. Why? Because a Tumim is like a rock. He's immovable. He accepts it, b'tmimos, like Rashi says, Tumim t'yam shem lekecha, that kol ma shetavir lecha kabel b'tmimos, you accept on yourself b'tmimos anything. There's no shaka v'tayr every time he has to do any kind of kiyum mitzvah. Not everything becomes a whole shaka v'tayr. It's a davar pashut, he understands. That's the Tumim. And then the Yashar, says the Goyin, is not such a madrega because it's a whole back and forth every time. However, Zok the Goyin, Amar Dikazach, if you have a Yashar that al yidei his Yashars, he worked everything through so well, and he reached now a level of Tmimus, now he became a Tumim that threw a Yashar. In other words, he's sort of a Tumim that had the vaccination, he's extra immune because he already worked through the Derech HaOlam. That Tmimus is unshakable in the long term. A regular Tumim, he's a Tumim as long as he doesn't know anything else. But if you expose him to other cultures and other influences, then they can make a revolution, like we see in all these countries, that as soon as they get any kind of connection to the outside world, right away they throw away their whole culture. And it means nothing. In India, Lamasha, where it's against their religion to eat meat, India is one of the biggest exporters of beef in the world. Because they were exposed to outside cultures. So that's a false tmimus. That's a tmimus, sort of a comfortable tmimus where a person is in a situation where he's ensconced, he's closed up in his life. But a tumim that's through, a yashar that worked something through, and with all the things going on in the veld, and he worked it through, and he came out that the best thing is the serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That kind of yashas is that kind of tmimus that's gebayt on yashas is the highest madrega. So, Kenzain, that's the message of this Gemara. The message of this Gemara is that the askonos that he was doing, avada there was a tmimus, avada he had no shayla and amuna. But the askonos was to bring out this havana. On that, the Gemara ends off that lamais at the end of the day, the tachlus hayidia hu I hayidia, the most, at the end of the day, there's always a makom for the Muna and the Tmimas, because at the end, Noch Al Hakira, there's always a Makam that's left over. And because of that, a person should never think, oh, that he figured it out, and that's what David HaMelech told Shlomo HaMelech. Da, so the Kevicha. You have to know that you want to die, you want to think about it, but you have to remember, at the end of the day, there's going to be a Makam for the Kevicha. Just the fact that he was Elokei Avicha and b'Messiah from his father and his father, that's a Kamur Maimon in HaKadosh Baruch Hu and everything that the Torah says.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To reach the center for halacha consultation, service, educational seminars, or media, please call 1-888-485-VAAD. That's 1-888-485-8223 to sign up to the BHHJ, the Beis Havad's weekly interactive e-journal. Please visit www.bhhj.org, or you can email us at office@thehalachacenter.org.